Well, hi everybody. I'm hoping that during this hour we can touch upon a whole bunch of different little topics, and each one is going to be kind of a new entry point into this central question that I want everybody to think about for just a couple of minutes. Our generation is really special for lots of reasons, but we happen to be born in a period of history that's completely unprecedented, where we can now look at the most complex entity in the entire universe, which is a human mind, a human brain. It's more complex on any metric of complexity that physicists have ever developed in terms of how well connected it is, and most importantly, the most intriguing thing that anybody has ever really posed is, how is it that matter can give rise to consciousness, can give rise to the human spirit, the human intellect? And what I want to challenge you guys all to think about, and we're going to take a couple minutes on this, and you're going to break into pairs of three and discuss this and then shout out answers that came up. What is this incredible ability that we have to now look at the human brain, how the human brain develops, how changes in ideas can be linked to these little connections between neurons and electrical pulses, or regions of the brain that might be critical for, as you see in the popular media, regions that critically involve what you care about, what you're driven to, or regions of the brain that reorganize as you start to get insight into a particular domain. What is the potential that we have as a generation to link these insights about the human brain, or all the different human brains, to education in general? So this is a general, open-ended question. I want it to be open-ended because I'm really interested in what you guys might think and come up with. You're going to break up into pairs of roughly three. We're going to discuss it for a couple of minutes. I'll be coming around. But I just want to engage your intuitions, and then I'm going to give you what answers I've come up with trying to do this for the last 10 years and tell you how far we are and where the limitations are, but also what the hope is in terms of doing this. So think about this. As we get every single year more and more insights into how the human brain is working, how it's developing, how it gives rise to the mind, how individual brains differ, how we can now image regions of the brain that are associated with things like curiosity or attentiveness or engagement or changes in the brain that occur that allow somebody to engage in mathematics or reading or what, however you want to construe the problem. But let's, right now, break into groups of threes and talk about this problem, and then we'll do a kind of a shout-out towards the end. So let's just take 3 or 4 minutes to do this. You probably know the people that you're sitting next to. People tend to self-organize into these groups, small world phenomenon. But go ahead, have at it. We've got 3 minutes.